Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings, my name is Casey Luskin, and welcome to the ID the Future podcast, being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today's podcast will be talking about Richard Dawkins' recent crusade against religion. According to the latest issue of Wired magazine, Richard Dawkins is on a crusade against religion. In a recent BBC News article, Dawkins stated that America is ready for an attack on religion. Britain has always been. He explained that he wrote his book, The God Delusion, to convince, quote, vaguely religious people that, quote, the religion of their upbringing is probably nonsense, unquote, and explained to viewers that, quote, the living world comes about by Darwinian evolution and by natural selection, unquote. Dawkins also recently wrote in the Huffington Post that, quote, the presence of a creative deity in the universe is clearly a scientific hypothesis, unquote, but he alleges that, quote, no evidence for God's existence has yet appeared, unquote. Keep in mind that Dawkins is chair for the public understanding of science at Oxford University, and that the widely used college biology text by Campbell, Rees, and Mitchell praises Dawkins for his ability to engage and challenge non-scientists. But what does this crusade against religion mean for the teaching of evolution in schools? Last summer, Nicholas Matsky of the National Center for Science Education wrote, quote, we don't need the anti-creationists going and mixing their views on religion into their science. In fact, this is probably the surest path to disaster politically and in the courts. Anyone who wants to do this has the right to do it, but it ain't helpful or particularly smart, unquote. Richard Dawkins apparently didn't get this memo, and perhaps the NCSE needs to ask Michael Ruse to send Dawkins another email, like the one that William Dembski posted on the Uncommon Dissent blog, which stated, quote, I think that you and Richard are absolute disasters in the fight against intelligent design. We are losing this battle, not the least of which is the two new Supreme Court justices, who are certainly going to vote to let it into the classrooms. What we need is not knee-jerk atheism, but serious grappling with the issues. Neither of you are willing to study Christianity seriously to engage with the ideas. It is just plain silly and grotesquely immoral to claim that Christianity is simply a force for evil, as Richard claims. More than this, we are in a fight, and we need to make allies in the fight, not simply alienate everyone of goodwill. Unquote. And that was from an email from Michael Ruse to Daniel Dennett and Richard Dawkins. Dawkins would probably reply to Ruse's comments by claiming that Ruse is from the, quote, Neville Chamberlain Appeasement School of Science and Religion. Comparing himself to Winston Churchill, Dawkins believes that he and others like him, quote, see the fight for evolution as only one battle in a larger war, a looming war between supernaturalism on the one side and rationality on the other, unquote. Dawkins argues that Darwin's theory effectively eliminates what he calls the God hypothesis. Writing in the Huffington Post, Dawkins states, we explain our existence by a combination of the anthropic principle and Darwin's principle of natural selection. That combination provides a complete and deeply satisfying explanation for everything that we see and know. Not only is the God hypothesis unnecessary, it is spectacularly unparsimonious. Not only do we not need God to explain the universe and life, God stands out in the universe as the most glaring of all superfluous sore thumbs. We cannot, of course, disprove God, just as we cannot disprove Thor, fairies, leprechauns, and the flying spaghetti monster. But like those other fantasies that we can't disprove, we can say that God is very, very improbable. Unquote. That was from an article published by Richard Dawkins in the Huffington Post on October 23, 2006. Dawkins most likely believes, like E.O. Wilson wrote in the Atlantic Monthly in 1998, that, quote, the eventual result will be the competition between the two worldviews, I believe will be the secularization of the human academic and of religion itself, unquote. Meanwhile, it will be interesting to see how the crusades against religion from leading Darwinists like Dawkins and Wilson can impact the teaching of evolution in American schools. Hopefully, courts will take an objective approach, where they recognize that the motives and personal religious or anti-religious beliefs of proponents of a scientific theory will not disqualify what their theory is from being teachable in public schools. Otherwise, courts might threaten the teaching of evolution. Thanks for listening. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, broadcast from Seattle, Washington, signing off.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.